It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Hasbro and Mattel have entered a special multi-year licensing agreement to cross-brand their toys and games. Wow, didn't see this one coming. Even after we joked about the need for a new G.I. Joe Jurassic Park crossover on the most recent monthly.
It's going to be a landmark event where Hasbro and Mattel finally knock down that barrier between them to do a Jurassic Park kind of G.I. Joe hybrid thing, you know.
Justin called that one randomly. Hasbro and Mattel have come together to strike a multi-year licensing agreement to cross-brand their toys and games. The move has been made just as both companies ramp up for big Hollywood movies based on their own brands. Mattel's Barbie and Hasbro's Transformers Rise of the Beasts are both set to release this summer, and they are the focal point of the press release announced today. The deal will allow Hasbro to create a Barbie Monopoly game to launch in the fall, and it will give Mattel the chance to produce Transformers branded Uno games set for release later in the year. Mattel will also be producing Transformers Hot Wheels in early 2024, which begs the question, will we be getting any G.I. Joe crossovers with Mattel-based lines? There were no mentions of any other brands beyond Barbie and Transformers, and it makes sense to team up like this when there are potential blockbusters in the making, and it saves each company stretching to create merchandise or lines that the other already produces. With all the recent negative financial reports from both companies, I can see why they are teaming up in this way, in order to protect themselves somewhat. It will be interesting to see how both films perform and how that affects toy, game, and merch sales. As I said before, G.I. Joe was not named specifically, but if this deal works out well for both parties, maybe they will attempt more brand crossover in the future. I could see them doing G.I. Joe Hot Wheels at the very least. Anyway, what do you guys think? Excited for the deal? Will you be watching Barbie or Rise of the Beasts in theatres? What sort of brand crossovers would you like to see from Hasbro and Mattel? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, we will have a big Hasbro interview coming this week with Lenny and Emily from the G.I. Joe brand team, more unboxing videos, name only reveal deep dives for Big Boa and Mutton Junkyard, as well as more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe, see you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.